This time, we will learn about the Word of God through the message from our pastor. Let's all turn the Bible toward Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. And prepare our hearts for the message. Now we'll read in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to 7. Isaiah 55, chapter 6, verse 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. The message title is, The Lord is Still Reminding and Waiting, with the key verse in Jeremiah 20, chapter 29, verse 13. As I'll read together the key verse, Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Prepare our heart to receive the message. I'd like to ask our pastor to come to share the message. Greetings to the congregation who have come to worship. We welcome our pastor and Mrs. Lu, who are have the opportunity to worship with us this morning. And we welcome those who are worshiping at home through online. This morning the title is, The Lord is Still Reminding and Waiting. For the past month, my foot was swollen and it's give me difficulty walking. Not just one, but both of my feet. Whatever I do, I still feel pain. And 2 weeks ago, and I went outside and to pick up my weeds, and my back was really hurt. Not only the feet, but my back. And anything has caused me difficulty. And whenever my back is hurt, and I have a memory that reminded us that as my granddaughter Grace, when we was about 5 or 6, and Tung and Kyle brought their children Grace and Ben to our house to visit me. And one day, I left those two in the room, and I went outside to work outside the yard. And when I came back and look at the rooms, they are doing okay or not in the room. And Grace opened the, turned on the TV, and Ben was on the chair and looking at it. Grace is dancing along with the music on the TV. And when she was jumping, and I walked in, and just, my grandfather, my grandfather, from the room, he jumped on top of me, and Grace could not measure the distance. And so when she jumped from the bed, and her feet were caught, and then she was falling backward, and in that emergency, I did not want her to fall, and I immediately carried her, and in that immediate action, I was able to cover her head without her having feeling in those, and I was thoroughly hurt. I could not do anything. When Grace wants to give me a hug to express that she loves me, but instead of make me happy, she caused me to have pain for a few days because my back was so hurt. When we have an expression of some kind, and that expression may not be right, maybe it caused our Lord not to be happy. Instead of hugging our Lord to express our love for him, maybe we cause the Lord to be sad. It happened in the past. It happened also in the present with the Israel people in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 13. When Israel brought the offering to the Lord in the new moon, in the Sabbath, offering in the great holidays, they thought they make the Lord happy. But Lord said, don't. We are so tired of your offering. Don't bring them anymore. Lord said, because I could not, because of your sin. They brought many offerings, but they, in their heart, does not want to be changed. So they continue to live in their wickedness. And the Lord says, I could not put up with your sin when you come and worship me and live in that wickedness. And the Lord saw the offering become dreadful. And thank the Lord. We come to the Lord. But our worship, does it make the Lord happy or does it make the Lord sad? Praise the Lord. We have the good and the bad in our midst. Many are loving us. Many are making the Lord sad. But God would not treat you and me according how we are, but God treat each one of us here according to attribute of God. God is a God, is compassionate, slow to anger, and full of mercy. So when He expresses something to us, treat someone, then He treat that person according to attribute, full of compassion, slow and anger, and full of mercy. And lastly, God express His mercy to Judas and also Ruth. And also we know from like Solomon, God always expressed, well, doesn't matter who that person is, not because of who they are, whether that person is good or not, but God treat each one according to His goodness attribute, full of mercy, slow to anger, and compassionate. And this morning I want to share with you, think about all that we, God has given us in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 and 7. Here, there are three things that we can learn. First, that He advising us, those who are close to Him. The second is, God is advising us for those who are far away. And the third, God is teaching us for those who has a in the middle, not coming toward the Lord, but not wanting to depart from us. We pray for guidance from the Lord. Yeah, our Heavenly Father, the one loving us by a love that is blessing, the one who treats us according to your attribute, full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of mercy. May we look at ourselves through your word to recognize our position before you. And our worship, may it become to respond pleasing to you before all your advising in your word. Please remind me, reminding your congregation, so that our lives in this world can be pleasing to you. May your Holy Spirit guide us and teach us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing we learn together is that God is still advising us for those who are close to Him. Verse 6, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. There are two groups that they are calling. That is, seek the Lord while He may be found. A person who has met the Lord, why does he have to seek the Lord? When we seek, we have to seek someone we do not find. But the Lord said, seek the Lord. Wow, God may be found. Call on Him while He is near. We call anybody from far away. Why do we call somebody who is near? But God says, call on him while he is near. We think about to seek while he may be found. What does that mean? Your creation. When we meet someone, that only happens then. But when God finds someone, that means there is a purpose in that finding. This morning, thank you, Lord. My Pastor Hu, as the servant of the Lord here, we greet each other. How are you? When did you come? When will you go back? And all that. It's, and we have to spend. But for example, tomorrow, when the pastor will come to my house, that's no longer some opportunity. There's a purpose. May talk with Timothy to in his marriage and all that. Or maybe I will come and visit the pastor there. It's not a happenstance. I can come and talk about the word of the Lord, to learn something from experience, from his services to the Lord, to listen to all the guidance he may have for me. When someone is seeking, that means with a purpose. We come here to find the Lord, to seek the Lord, or come here to find him. If only we find God to meet him, there's no purpose. Because of your behavior, tradition, habit. And Monday, Sunday morning, we must go to the church. If there's a condition, right, I will come. If we have no purpose for the seeking of the Lord, that means when we come here, only is it happenstance without purpose. Maybe we come here to be close to God. Maybe we do not see our need. If we could not see our need, we could not lift up our voice to call out to the Lord. We need to see the need. Then we can call out to the Lord while he is found. John chapter 6 talk about Jesus feed the 5,000. When he performed miracles of feed the 5,000 to be healed with leftovers that night, the apostle was told to go to the other side of the Galilee. And that night, the apostle in the boat. Next day, the apostle next day. In those people who were fed, they were finding, trying to find Jesus, and they couldn't find him. And they walked around the beach, Tiberia, and they met Jesus on the other side. They asked Jesus, "Dear Rabbi, when did you come here?" They found Jesus. He said, "Dear Rabbi, when did you come here, Rabbi?" Were they seeking Jesus for real? Jesus saw in their own heart. So Jesus said, "Not you find me, not because you saw the miracles and you received the bread." They met Jesus. They were fed. They saw miracles. But the next day, they thought that when they find Jesus, but Jesus saw into their heart, "You do not seek me. You see the bread that I gave. You came to see me so that they can be, I can be fed." They seek Jesus because of something true, not to find saving grace from the Lord. He saw Jesus as a supplier of the food, freely, but they could not see Jesus is one that is seeking to give everlasting life to them. He saw Jesus in the flesh, but they could not see a God that inside of Jesus.
Khi chúng ta tìm kiếm Chúa,
when we seek the Lord,
khi chúng ta đem tấm lòng của chúng ta để
seek our heart, put our heart to Him. Jeremiah said, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." If we don't have a heart to find the Lord, maybe we could not only see God, but we and the Lord, there will be a separation. God calls a call when I was near. A person come close to someone else, and that is something natural. But when we call someone, that means that the other person wanted to be close to the call. In the Bible, we see that. When God tested Abraham, saying, "God, bring the newborn Isaac in Moriah to present as an offering to the Lord, as a burnt offering," God brought Isaac there, prepared everything, and when he took the knife about to kill Isaac, and there is a God voice from heaven said, "Abraham." Twice, God called out. That means to call him to be pay attention right now. I know your heart. God knows Abraham from before he offered Isaac, not at the time when he was about to kill Isaac that God called, but that calling to cause him to stop from killing Isaac. That voice is for him to pay attention to God. When Moses went to the wilderness, one day he was a shepherd. He saw a burning bush continue to burn that never stopped. That is so strange to Moses. He went there. Why did the bush keep burning without stopping? And there's a voice from that bush saying, "Moses, Moses," the voice calling out. God is paying attention to Moses. That now this miracle is something supernatural. The burning bush without end, because God is there. When Samuel was dedicated into the temple of the Lord, only a small child, but Samuel has a heart to desire to know about the Lord, that his mom has guided him. Samuel finds a place in front of the curtain to separate the holy from the most holy, and that night the voice of the Lord called Samuel. Sam did not know it was Eli's voice. Twice Samuel heard. Samuel came to Eli, but Eli said, "I didn't call you." And Samuel understood. Eli understood that God called this child. Samuel, the third time the voice called out, "Samuel." God wants Samuel to know that there is someone who's calling Samuel, and that is God. And Eli said, "If you heard the voice again," she said, "Dear the Lord, I am here." God expresses himself to Samuel, and Samuel said, "Dear the Lord, I am here." The voice to create a focus of the first calling. God wants to call us, that want God to be concerned to offer 10 lepers between Galilee and Samaria. They saw Jesus from before. See, call us, "Dear Jesus, have mercy upon us." Why did they come? Because there's a need in them. They saw their need. They are lepers. They want to be cleansed. And they call out, "Please have mercy on us, Lord." And Jesus, when Jericho prepared for his the road, there are two minders one person called out, dear Jesus, they knew they have a need to be healed. Each of us come to the Lord. We can see our need before the Lord, or after the time we spend listening to the Word, and then we return home in the same emptiness, because we do not have a need of the Lord. God encourages you and me that you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And with grace, when she was jumping from the bed, grandfather, that is a true calling of grace. When she expressed her love for me to try to hug me by jumping, that is real. But the way she expressed it, she could not imagine that she could fall. And instead of, she has given me a hug. And she heard it, me. With the crowd finding Jesus, the motivation was not Jesus, but it was food that God, Jesus made a miracle. The wrong motivation, that seek, becomes useless. The same way today, if we come to the sanctuary to worship the Lord, but we could not see our need, our spiritual need, and we could not see the purpose when we come here, then our worship sometimes is useless. Oh, as well. Praise the Lord. The attribute of God, the full of mercy, compassionate, He loves to do something better than the one who seeks Him. With the compassionate attribute, He wants to do good for those who seek Him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, God wants us to seek Him because He wishes to have a relationship with us. God wants us to call Him because God wants to satisfy, that we can see our need to be satisfied, to be merciful from the Lord. And that God, today, when we come here, this is the right opportunity. Today, when you come here, it's the day of salvation. Do we see our need, see our purpose when we come into the worship of the Lord here or not? And this is God has commanded those who are close to Him. Praise the Lord. When we still hear, see when He is able to find, call out to the Lord. The second point, God commanded those who are far from our way. Verse chapter 7, let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous as their God. Someone who sinned in thought, they are called wicked. Whoever commits in their action, God calls them, is unrighteous. The wicked one, the unrighteous, is a person who could not come close to the Lord. The condition of that person is wicked and unrighteous is those or things that are dominating us, causing, I know it's wrong. I know it's not good for me. I understand those are righteous. When I want to do the good, the wicked continue to follow me. This is a condition is very pitiful when we separate ourselves from the Lord, because the darkness of sin is dominating in us. Praise the Lord. He treated us differently because of His attribute. His compassion, slow of anger. He's full of mercy. He's slow of anger for those who are far from Him. Just like the story grace caused me to hurt my back, and I talked to Grace Karen, to my son, and they recall, Grace, why did you do that? What did you hurt Grace on? Is that what we express to them? Normally, we judge the one with the bad action, a punishment for some rebuke. But if I bring that talk to the Lord, and God will say, Grace, come here, says he. Hey, don't show me your back. The way God saw is, God only saw the issue, our issue. God does not resolve that causes pain on me because He is slow to anger. So when the wicked, God called him for sin, the wickedness, and unrighteousness, sin, turn from the Lord. The God of has compassion can cause someone to turn, to slow to anger, is advantageous to those who are separate from the Lord. God has dominated us and caused us to separate from the Lord. When we come to the Lord, forsake our position, our condition, that's the way to save from a sinful, the condition that are, we are suffering under. There's a woman who committed adultery. They brought her with a purpose. God, this she has been, she will be stoned to death according to the law. They want to condemn her and test Jesus, but the purpose is to stone her to death. But when this woman was brought to Jesus, and instead a woman was stoned, and Jesus caused all those who want to stone her to walk away. Who in you are without sin? Throw the first stone. Nobody feels they are sinless to do that. And even Jesus turned around to the woman. Who are they that condemned you? They went away, Jesus. I will not condemn you either. Well, the people condemn someone a sinner, but God find a way to forgive their sins. The wicked turn away from your wickedness, the unrighteous people turn away from their thoughts. So when God calls to turn away, forsake their way, it is an invitation for those who are far from away from because of their condition, the sinful. He has a way to save them. In this world, all the religions of this world who are trying by our flesh to solve the unrighteousness, the sinful condition, but God has does not say, you do not do anything. What you need is to turn away from their unrighteousness. And because God has a way that God recommended to turn away. The principle to turn away is the principle that God applied to apply everyone that He created that follow Him. In the old days, when Abraham was called, when he was still in Chaldea, he wanted to go to Ur. From where he came, God came to Abraham and said, Abraham, go away from Haran, go to the land that I show you. I will be you have a blessed nation. And Abraham responded to the Lord. He did not go back to Ur. He departed from Haran and to come to the place that God has promised Abraham by faith. Abraham's life has been blessed, has changed from the prosperity, also the spiritual life, everlasting life. Abraham has no son, has become father of the Israel people. Abraham was denied because he was born in the time of worship idols and become a father of faith of whoever believes in the Lord. We learn about Ruth. Ruth denied to be a Moab, the land of Moab, to follow Ruth. Naomi, her father, mother-in-law, to return to Jerusalem. That decision changed Ruth's life from not only this life, but also everlasting life. Ruth was changed in her happiness. Lived happily in this earth, but in the everlasting world, she has a position that all the Gentiles could not have. She became the great grandmother of David, is in the descendant of Jesus, and the story of Ruth has been recorded in the Word of the Lord. It's very difficult to find the happiness as Ruth and the principle that you and I must turn away from our wicked ways. Whoever wants to walk to follow me, whoever wants to be my servant, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Are we denying ourselves? Are we denying our lifestyle? Do we deny our habits every day? Do we deny wicked attributes in us? God is calling us to deny ourselves, to decide not to be part of that sinful life, but choose to come to Jesus. There is a story of Joni Erickson Tanaka. This is a woman born in 1949 in Baltimore, Maryland. From her young life, this lady was active. She was loved by her parents, and she was very active. All the things like riding horses, hiking, play tennis, and swimming. One day, July 30th, 1967, and Joni came to Chesapeake Bay, in the east of Maryland. And she tried to dive into the bay from the high cliff. And she didn't know that the place that she tried to move, there are a lot of rocks. And then it's very shallow when she drove. And then she broke her neck. And she became a quadriplegic. She was only 18. A young person, full of life. How did she get this sickness, this disability? She fought. She complained to God, "Why God? Why God? Why me? Why is my life is so wonderful now? I have to be in this condition." From the neck down, she was not able to move. There's another friend came to her. You know, Jesus know about your condition. How does Jesus know my condition? Joni said. The other said, because God was also paralyzed. When did Jesus get paralyzed? When was he paralyzed? Yes. Jesus was paralyzed on the cross. There, he could not move. There, he could not make any movement. He put himself, and he was paralyzed on the cross. And Jesus can feel your pain. And from that time on, Joni thought that how a loving God put me in this situation. How could she understand a loving God when God let that happen to her. In the 2 years in the rehab center, and Joni faced
May
was angry, she was sad, she fought with many thoughts by committing suicide, doubt her faith in God. But praise the Lord,
Joni
has come close to God. And in her journey in the therapy in this rehab center, God led Joni find a new life. And because of this disability, she can only can draw with her mouth and sell a painting because she could not use her she could only use her mouth to write. And then because of the technology, she can voice and record it into to write some novel become easier. But in those years, Joni was been saved by the Lord and helped her that her life is not ending because of disability. She went back to school and got a 6 PhD degree, and Joni has become a servant of the Lord. She wrote more than 40 books express God's love to encourage those who have the same disability as her to understand God's love is from her books. She recorded many music albums. She played in the movie about her life to express that God is still loving, although she is in a disability condition. And she has a TV program and radio program to answer those who have questions why the disability happens to good person. In one day, radio, there's a person who asked her, why all the accident happened to himself that caused suffering like this? Joni answered, if God asked God why, God will put her through just like millions of gallons of water and put in this small little brain. How can I hold this answer? That means we could not understand all that God allowed to happen into our life. But if God allowed, that will be an advantage to glorify God. These answering from Joni in the radio has brought many comfort to many who have a similar situation like her. Why God is treating me like that? In 2010, Tara has breast cancer and third degree. Her husband said, God is not real. If God, you have suffered so much, how many now you have to carry breast cancer in your body? But Tara continued to tell her husband, if God has 43 years in this wheelchair to glorify God, I believe that God allowed this cancer to glorify him as well. And last year, 2019, Tada was cancer-free. God continued to perform miracles on her. God was glorified when I was disabled. God will be glorified when I have cancer. The thing that to come close to God. What she needs, forfeit, turn away from their wicked ways. Turn away from their thoughts. God said to the unrighteous, we have to return to the Lord. We are the one close to God. Or are we far away from Him? Maybe our condition that caused us to be removed from the Lord. Remember, God is full of compassion for those who are close to Him. He is slow to anger for those who are far away from Him. The third point is God is advising us for those who are still not committed. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord because He forgives your sins. He will perform mercy. He is slow to anger for those who are far away. He is full of mercy for those who were still undecided. Come to the Lord. That's it. That is for those who has come to the Lord now. What happened? They turn away from the Lord. For those, God does not forsake them. God continues to call. Come, come back. He didn't rebuke of their departure because God knows He has mercy on them. Come to the Lord. Come back. Return because of His mercy. With saying to come, that is someone has not come to the Lord. Maybe can find something, some interesting about God, but do not dare to leave the place of this, to tell, come to the Lord. Come, the Lord said. God does not rebuke those who is still undecided. They are not condemned because they know that forgiveness of the Lord is something good for them. When God accepted someone, God did not accept that person because he's worthy or not worthy, but God accepted someone because of his attribute, his forgiving. He is full of mercy. In God's love, we thank the Lord. No one of us can be neglected. Though we are far from the Lord, though we are undecided, or we are only so come close to God, but not find a purpose in that relationship. The need of the spiritual need yet has a place for us. While we have the opportunity, come to the Lord, return to the Lord, and all of us, we can find a position for ourselves in the Lord. There's a student before she knew the Lord, but she was not very enthusiastic. But one day, when she returned to find God in a personal way, she saw God, oh, her God is so wonderful from there, everywhere. She see anybody. She talked about her love in a very special way. When she goes to school, when she shared that and caused the professor to be uncomfortable with her witnessing. There's a science teacher saying, you are very in this scientific world, why do you put your faith in a God that is not real? And she said to her teacher, dear teacher, are you better than Einstein? Are you wiser than Isaac Newton? And the person says, of course, I'm not as wise as Einstein or Isaac Newton. But those, they have put faith in the Lord. So, do you know James Young Simpson, a scientist? Yes, I know him. He is the one who created chloroform. It's the one that used for anesthesia, for operations. He created many chemicals that may be useful to society, but chloroform is something that caused for it to be used in anesthesia, and he was famous about that. And the girl said, dear professor, according to you, the most proud about that scientist is what? Of course, Mr. Simpson is very proud about chloroform that is used in anesthesia because it's very useful in medical field. The lady said, "Now I believe that they interviewed Mr. Simpson, asked Mr. Simpson, your discovery is the most interesting, the most proud of your discovery." And Simpson had answered, "Of course, this is not chloroform. If it's not chloroform, then must be have found something much better." But Simpson said, laughed and said, "The proud of most in my life, not because of this chloroform or any other chemical special about that, but the proudest thing of me is that I discovered that I am a sinner, that God can forgive me." A scientist, a great scientist, was famous, discovered he is a sinner. That is the most significant discovery of his life. The congregation, you are the Lord of the God. You seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. It doesn't matter where you are. Are we close to the Lord? Are we undecided? Or are we far away from the Lord? With the attribute of God, full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of mercy, he encouraged each one of us to find him, to seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. May God let come and see our worship. A purposeful worship. May our worship is a worship because we see our spiritual need. We need God in our life. And our worship must be some that respond to God's asking. This is the time. This is the day of salvation. This is the opportunity that we have to have a relationship with our Lord. May God mercy that our pandemic is not something that caused us to have in relationship with God. In this difficult economic time, with the inability to do normal activities, we may have a contracted this sickness for one of our relatives. But God is always has a way of answer for us. But today, we have to keep that relationship with the Lord. May God bless you in each one of you. Please raise and read the key verse of today. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 15. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. We thank you, Lord, because we may be unrighteous. Some of them may look at us and see our wickedness. But when God looks at us, we only want for us to have you. When we have God, we have everything. You can resolve all our problems, all our conditions, and resolve the problem of sin in our life. We thank you, Lord, because you encourage us that we seek you, we find you, when we seek you with all of our heart. May you help us to receive your word, to return away from our sinful, from our unrighteousness, from our wicked thoughts, so we can come and see the Lord. When we see our emptiness in ourselves, that you, only you can fill the Lord. May our life be worthy for you. in the rest of our life, and also in everlasting. May you help us to come to worship with a purpose. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the message this morning. May you be with our church. May you be with each one of us here. And maybe you be with those who are worshiped from home. And bring us to the place where relationship with you is pleasing to you, Lord. We lift everything into your hand. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.